This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. The Kremlin said on Monday no decision had been taken on whether to close Russia's borders to stop an exodus of military-aged men fleeing the country after days of chaotic scenes during its first military mobilization since World War II. Reports Russia might close the frontier have contributed to turmoil since President Vladimir Putin gave the order last week to call up hundreds of thousands of reservists in the biggest escalation yet of the seven-month Ukraine war. Flights out of Russia have sold out and cars have piled up at border checkpoints, with reports of a 48-hour queue at the Seoul Road border to Georgia, the rare pro-Western neighbor that allows Russian citizens to enter without a visa. Putin's reserve call-up is also being met with other kinds of growing resistance, AP correspondent Norman Hall reports.
A young man shot a Russian military officer at close range at an enlistment office in an unusually bold attack reflecting resistance to the Russian leadership's efforts to mobilize hundreds of thousands of men to wage war on Ukraine. According to local media reports in the Siberian city of Ust-Ilimsk, a 25-year-old local resident walked into the enlistment office saying, "No one will go to fight, and we will all go home now." Troops from his region were scheduled to head to military bases on Tuesday. There have been scattered arson attacks on enlistment offices. Protests have resulted in at least 2,000 arrests. I'm Norman Hall.
Meanwhile, Putin signed a decree giving former U.S. security contractor Edward Snowden Russian citizenship. Snowden's one of 75 foreign citizens listed by the decree and has been wanted by U.S. authorities. This is VOA. More than 75 people have been killed in the Iranian authorities' crackdown against unrest sparked by the death of Kurdish woman Mahsa Amini in morality police custody, a rights group said Monday. The authorities last put the death toll at 41, including several members of the security forces. Officials said Monday they arrested more than 1,200 people as the dragnet widens against the nationwide demonstrations over Amini's death following her arrest for allegedly breaching the country's strict rules on hijab headscarves and modest clothing. Tensions with Western powers grew as Germany summoned the Iranian ambassador and Canada announced sanctions a day after the European Union deplored the crackdown and Tehran called in the British and Norwegian envoys. Protests had flared for a 10th consecutive night on Sunday across Iran. The Bank of England said on Monday it would not hesitate to change interest rates and was monitoring markets very closely after the pound plunged to a record low and British bond prices collapsed in response to the government's new financial plans. The finance minister sent sterling and government bonds into free fall on Friday with a so-called mini-budget that was designed to grow the economy by funding tax cuts with huge increases in government borrowing that caused the fragile pound and bond prices still tumbling to go even further. Now the central bank is welcoming more of a commitment to sustainable economic growth, it says, from the finance minister. Hurricane Ian nears Cuba on a path to strike Florida as Category 4. That's the fourth highest out of five as early on Wednesday as residents scramble to prepare with supply selling out. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Forecasters expect 140-mile-per-hour winds, 10 inches of rain, and ocean surges of up to 10 feet across the Tampa-St. Pete area. However, the exact track is still being pinpointed.
Recapping our top story, the Kremlin said on Monday no decision had been taken on whether to close Russia's borders to stop an exodus of military-aged men fleeing the country after days of chaotic scenes during its first military mobilization since World War II. Putin gave the order last week to call up hundreds of thousands of reservists in the biggest escalation yet of the seven-month Ukraine war. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.